guys, you are listening to Arba's Archives. I'm your host, Arba. Welcome! Hello! Happy New Year! Guys, I literally missed you. I literally missed making podcasts and just, I missed this so much, guys. And I'm recording this right now, just like out of the blue, really. Like, I usually make outlines and kind of know like what I'm gonna talk about, but I was just kind of feeling inspired. I was actually on YouTube like looking back at some old like vlogs that I made, and I was like, I love this. Like, I just miss turning on my phone and like recording, just talking and posting it. So here I am, guys. I'm not prepared, but I feel like I have a lot to update you guys on. It's been like 8 months. It's been 8 months, guys. We graduated. We're in 2023. Like, so much has happened, really. Yeah, it's so nice to like be recording again, and I'm gonna get back into the hang of things. I know, like, I've been gone for a long time, y'all. A long time. Some of y'all probably thought I wasn't coming back, but look, Arba is not a quitter, and I genuinely like do love this, and I love like the idea that I have for it. So I wasn't gonna just like, you know, like let it go. Just let it go. I just needed some time. Okay, guys. So last episode. No, wait. Oh, we gotta do our mental health check-in. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I'm very like cheerful right now. I'm in a good mood. Okay. So we haven't done this in a while. At least I haven't done this with you guys in a while. But take a second to kind of reflect and think about like how you're feeling, how you've been feeling. And just kind of ask yourself, like, how are you, really? I like to do it on a scale of 1 to 10 to kind of, like, gauge where I'm at. But you can pause this episode and kind of reflect. You can kind of listen to what I have to say. But just take some time to yourself, honestly. I feel like we go throughout our days not really paying attention to how we're feeling. And just, like, taking a second or a minute, however long you need to kind of like get a sense of what you're truly feeling, can help you discover like what you need throughout the day, what you can do to make you feel better, and just stuff like that. So take a second, guys. For me, I am honestly at a 10 out of 10 right now. I'm feeling pretty good. I'm very happy. Like, guys, I've literally been like struggling with finding the motivation to get back on here, and I feel like I've been really hard on myself with like being like, oh, like I don't know what I'm gonna talk about, like I don't know if anyone's listening anymore, like I don't know what to say, it's been so long. But I just got this like burst of energy and just motivation, and I'm feeling very good. So that's making me really happy right now. I also just ate lunch, which is really good because I'm being healthy. Yeah, I'm just feeling pretty good. I did have quite a stressful afternoon. I went to the post office to get a renewal passport, and that was a whole ordeal because they didn't take credit card like to pay for it, and I didn't have my debit card on me because I don't carry my debit card on me. So I just had to go back and forth between banks and calling people, and it was a lot. I was stressed, and it wasn't like next to my house, so like I couldn't like come back home, get my debit card, then go back. Like, it was like 30 minutes away. That was a lot. That did stress me out. And if you had asked me, if you had like asked me like what my number was like 2 hours ago, I would have been mega stressed, and I would have been like, yo, I'm at like a 5 right now. Like, but I processed what I was feeling. I got back home. I just literally decompressed for a little bit. I ate. I'm chilling for real. So I'm really good. And I'm just very excited to be recording this again. Okay, guys. I feel like there's so much to say. Like, first, Happy New Year. Like, happy 2023. We made it. We all made it. You should be proud. I'm very proud of you. If you're listening to this, I'm proud of you. We made it this far. Like, 2022 was hard. I can only imagine. It was long. It was hard. But we made it. And that's all that matters. So, I feel like in this episode, I really just want to kind of, like, update you guys on what's been going on in Arba's life. You haven't heard from me in 8 months. That's a really long time. It's so crazy because, like, when I, like, started this podcast, it was senior year of college, and that was a busy time, but I was consistent. And then I was like, oh, like, I'm graduating, I'm gonna have so much free time. That did not happen. I do have, like, free time now, but, like, stuff were hard, y'all. Okay, so getting into it. Okay, I graduated in May of last year. Yay! Bachelor's of Science in Psychology. I'm so excited. Oh, it's, like, insane to think that's literally, like, that was literally, like, 8 months ago already. Wow. Okay, so I graduated, and, a month after graduating, literally, like, exactly a month after graduating, I started working as a behavior therapist at a treatment center for children with autism. And that was a really great experience. I was able to get, I said was, because unfortunately I'm not working there anymore. We'll get into that. But that was a really great experience because I was able to work with kids, which I love doing. And then also just, like, tying in that, like, psychology piece to it, like, being in, like, a helping relations field and, like, working directly with clients and their families just, like, every day, really, and seeing what kind of, seeing what, like, sessions look like and actually, like, being the therapist in the session and just, like, learning so many different things about, like, behavior and autism. And just, it was a great experience, guys. I couldn't say anything bad about it, honestly. But just, like, getting into, like, why I no longer work there. It took me an hour 15 to get to work every morning, and then, like, an hour 15, an hour 30 to get back home at night. I just couldn't keep doing it. Truthfully, the distance was the main factor in my decision to just, like, quit. Like, that was a main factor that was really affecting me, because I would be, like, very exhausted. Like, I had a lot of other stuff going on too, which I'll get into, but, like, that's far. Like, I just couldn't. I just really couldn't. And it was literally affecting me. Like, I'd be super tired. I would just, like, come back home, not eat, go to sleep, wake up, do the same thing. It was affecting my mood because I'm, like, sitting there in traffic just, like, tired after a very long work day, like, full time, coming back at night, or, like, 5 night, whatever. But, like, it was a lot. So distance affected my decision to quit. But also, guys, if you didn't know, I'm very interested in pursuing my education further, and, like, going to grad school. So I was working on grad school applications the whole time, and it's a lot. Like, people, like, warned me, like, yeah, like, grad school applications are tough. Like, it's a lot. And I was like, yeah, like, of course. But, yo, there were just so many things that went into it. Like, I had to study for the GRE. I had to write all these essays. I had to, go over my CV and, like, my transcripts and, like, all these things. There's so much going on. And so, like, working full time and, like, having to do that after work when I'm literally already, like, super exhausted, it was just a lot. So both of those things were really the reasons why I quit. And, like, I did it for 6 months. Like, I worked there for 6 months did my applications, whatever. I actually like finished all my applications and stuff before I ended up quitting, but it was just like I was like burnt out all the time. Like I was really just burnt out all the time. And I knew that like grad school was my main priority. Like I'm getting into grad school, like nothing is stopping me. So I was like, okay, I really don't want this to get in the way of like my ability to put my all in these applications. So after a lot of like thinking and my friends and my boyfriend kind of like talking to me, just like, maybe you need to quit, like it's okay, it's not the end of the world, I quit. And I've definitely felt like better, like I'm not as burnt out, like I'm like I have like more time on my hands to kind of like put towards grad school. So like right now, or like the grad school process, like I'm not in grad school yet, but so right now I'm in the interviewing process. So okay guys, I don't even know if I told you like the programs that I am applying for, but I am applying for, or I did apply for the, yeah, I'm sorry, I am confused right now, but I did apply for counseling and clinical psychology PhD programs. It was a lot. It was a lot of work, a lot of just like time and effort and energy. But guys, it is January and I have had multiple interviews and I have received one acceptance offer. Yeah. So exciting. I am, guys, you should have seen me last week when I got that email, jumping off the walls. But yeah, so that's where I'm at right now. Unemployed, but I'm going to grad school, so it's fine. All good. Yeah. Okay. What else is going on in my life? This is so funny because I feel like I could say so much, but like there's only so much that I can say. I do know that in the direction, like the direction that I want this podcast to go. So I know that I've always said like I just want to have fun with it. And like honestly, like I do, like I just want to talk about mental health and psychology and just stuff. I don't know, like I do want it to be personal. I don't want it to be like a professional type of podcast, because it's not. Like I want to show my personality and my interest and stuff like that. So yeah, that's kind of where I wanted to go. I do know that one of my goals for this podcast is to just be more intentional with like the content that I'm putting out, and I feel like that is kind of what's been like holding me back from just like posting, even though it's been like a super long time. And just like I've been like in my head about like, okay, like is this message gonna reach people in the way that I want it to? Like I just want to be so intentional about the words that I'm saying on here, and I want it to make sense to people, and I want it to kind of get people thinking, you know. Like I obviously, like my main goal here really is to spread awareness about mental health. Like this is a mental health podcast, guys, and I'm so happy like I get to do this, and I get to go to school for psychology. Like yo, I'm so excited, guys. I will like make multiple, like you guys will hear in like a multiple episodes, like my journey through grad school and just like everything. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness. Ah, like it's here, guys. Like it's literally here. Like I have literally been preparing for this moment since like sophomore years, when I was like, okay, like grad school, PhD, yeah. And I've put in so much work and it's here. Like okay, I'm so excited. But yeah, I think that's like literally all the important updates in my life, like since we last talked. Other than that, I'm I'm very good. I'm very good. No complaints here. But yeah, I just wanted to say to you guys, I really did miss you, and I missed like having conversations with you guys and just like knowing that someone's like listening to me and like taking something away from the words that I'm saying. And I am going to try to be consistent, because again, like, I don't want this to feel like a chore, like a job. Like, it's not. It's really fun for me, and this is like, that's why I made it in the first place. But I do want to be consistent and get the message out there, because that's what I do. But yeah, I think that's like all I have to say. I'm gonna be so mad if I like end this and I'm like, oh shoot, I forgot. But there will be plenty of episodes to come in the future. But yeah, guys, I hope you've been well. I hope you guys are okay. And just like, you know, having a good time. It's January 31st. We made it. I feel like January is such a long month. Like, January is literally always the longest month. I don't know. Like, I feel like it's because, like, we just entered a new year and it's like, yo, it's gonna be a long year. And then January literally proves to be a long month. And then it's like, bro, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I feel like January is very, very long. Yeah, guys. That's me. I'm back. I'm so happy. But yeah, guys. I hope this was a nice surprise to see the notification pop up on your phone. I'm back. And I will be recording frequently and posting consistently, because I wish y'all could see the smile on my face right now. I'm so happy. Like, I'm so happy to just like show my personality and like my passion for like mental health awareness and just like talking. But okay, I love you guys. Take care of yourselves. Please drink water, eat, get some fresh air, do something that'll cheer you up a little bit, even if that's watching a show or calling someone you love. Do something that's gonna brighten up your day. For me, it's this. I am smiling right now. Like, I'm so happy. And I know, like, when everyone sees the notification, like, everyone who I know, they're gonna be like, finally, yes! Because people have been waiting on me. And I'm like, guys, I'm scared. Like, it's been so long. Like, but I'm happy. And, like, honestly, too, like, I'm in a really good place, like, mentally. Like, I am good. I've been doing really good since, like, May-ish. Like, it's really good. I don't think that like graduating and just like being out of college has anything to do with it, because I loved my college experience. But I have been like really good, and I'm very happy about that. And like, obviously, like, I have like really tough days, and like my like mood kind of like fluctuates, but like overall I'm like good. I'm in a really good headspace, and I have been for like 8 months now consistently. Like, I haven't experienced the depressive episode in so long, so I'm chilling, guys. I am taking care of myself. I feel like I'm in my grown woman era, and I feel so independent, and I feel so smart, and I just feel like, I don't know, I'm just like really happy, like within myself and just like in all other aspects. Like, I love my relationships that I have with people. I love, like, who I am and just, like, looking. I'm just, like, looking forward to the future. I think that's what's been, like, kind of, like, guiding me through is just, like, knowing that, like, my next big thing is, like, grad school. And that, to me, is so exciting. I'm so excited. So that's, like, what I've been looking forward to. But also just, like, in the present moment, like, I'm so happy. But yeah, okay guys, I'm gonna go now, and yeah, take care of yourselves. I will talk to you guys in the next episode. I don't know what it's gonna be about, but it's gonna be a good one, because every episode is a good one if we can spread some awareness about mental health. Okay, I love you. Bye.